Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us this afternoon or evening, if you're on the East Coast, Bob Fletcher, who's been our guest many times in the past. And Bob has been talking for many years about weather control. Now, it seems so absurd to the average individual to think that they can actually create hurricanes. They can create storms. They can create earthquakes. They have this power. And yet, of course, if you doubt that, I have a page that we'll be glad to send you from Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, written back in 1972. And he's talking about in the future when they're going to be able to control storms and hurricanes. And, of course, they're going to use that for warfare on the enemy. And then, of course, other people will be able to create biological diseases, and they'll use biological diseases and plagues on the enemy. And right now, of course, we see all sorts of new diseases in the United States, and we see an unprecedented number of severe hurricanes to a degree we have never seen before. Are these acts of God, or are these acts of diabolical men? And have there been some sort of a sinister force unleashed on America, on the world? If our government really has the ability to create earthquakes, why don't we hear about this? If they have the ability to create storms and hurricanes, why don't we hear about this? Well, that is a little bit, that's the background. Bob Fletcher, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's always good to hear your voice.
Well, now, of course, you have the treaty that they signed, what was back in the 1970s, with the Russians saying that we weren't going to use weather warfare on one another because they already had the technology even back in the 70s. Of course, that's when Zbigniew Brzezinski was writing about this. And
right.
If they have the technology, how have they kept the secret from the American people?
Well, actually, it's a little bit like, I guess that question would kind of like apply to the supersonic aircraft that they had 20 years ago that we never knew about, and then all of a sudden they said, oh, tomorrow afternoon we're going to be bombing this place or that place, and we're using the new super bomber, which is, of course, designed the stealth aircraft. And we have a multitude of what they would call stealth weapons at this time, running right alongside of, simultaneously with the success of the stealth aircraft. And, of course, like I say, that plane was around for I think almost 20 years in terms of development until they were flying it around so much that people were seeing them all the time and starting to photograph them. And then finally they said, oh, well, yes, we do have that aircraft. And it's sort of the same thing. Of course, this is much more diabolical, as you referred to, as it becomes fooling with God's works, or fooling with Mother Nature, as they used to say. When you start utilizing weather itself as a weapon, it's a very, very a touchy subject, obviously. And again, as you said originally in your little introduction there, people don't even like to think that they could believe that.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Our guest this afternoon is Bob Fletcher, and I've known Bob for a long period of time, really for many years, I suppose, close to 6 or 8 years anyway, and we've had him on our program many times before, and Bob, of course, has been talking about weather modification, in fact, the ability of our secret side of our government to create storms and hurricanes. Now, if you find that difficult to believe, and you say that couldn't be true, why, you can give us a call here at Radio Liberty, and we'll send you a page from Zygmunt Brzezinski's book. Zygmunt Brzezinski, former national security advisor, is one of the people who really works behind the scenes to control what's going on. And Zygmunt Brzezinski basically said that, you know, and writing in 1972 in his book, Between Two Ages, said, you know, that certainly by the year 2018, they're going to have the ability to create storms and hurricanes to use as against the enemy. And, of course, they will have the ability to create new diseases to infect the enemy and weaken them. And, of course, you have to understand we are the enemy of the occult hierarchy that rules the world. And I believe that they're going to begin to wreak terrible, terrible things here on the United States. We have seen unprecedented storms this year. And everybody says, why are we having so many hurricanes with such ferocity? I mean, I can never remember in my lifetime three terrible storms like we've had just, you know, within the last month and a half. Are these acts of God, or are these acts of wicked men who have an agenda, and one of the things is to disrupt our economy, to drive up the cost of energy, to impoverish our people and transfer our wealth to other countries? Is there an organized effort to impoverish the American people and lower our standard of living? Could they be using the storms to do that? Well, with us is Bob Fletcher, who's been on the front lines of this battle, trying to wake people up for years. In fact, back in the 1970s, he has a copy of a treaty that was signed between the United States and the Soviet Union, saying, we have the technology to modify the weather, and we won't use it on the other country. So pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, I was investigating government corruption in a variety of directions in the 90s. Actually, before that, 87 was when I started getting involved with that. And someone came to me originally back, actually about 1989, and 1990, and said, hey, are you aware of the fact that the military is developing weapons to manipulate and control the weather?
Hold that thought. We're going to bring other stations right on board right now. Well, Dr. Stan and Bob Fletcher were saying that he was investigating corruption in government, and somebody came to him and told him many years ago that government was developing techniques to control the weather. So pick the story up from there, Bob.
Well, and of course, I, like everyone else at that time, and that was that when I first heard that, I thought, well, wait a minute, you know, here we go. This is a real conspiracy screwball coming at me with this. The idea that anybody could control and manipulate the weather. So I sort of put it on the back shelf. And it was a couple of years, and he supplied me with some random information, but it was nothing enough to really convince anyone. And a couple of years later, maybe 94, I started getting some of the same thing. It was coming from different directions. And I had a friend at that time who was actually had a lady friend in Washington, D.C., had been involved with two White Houses, and actually with Bill Casey, who was the Central Intelligence Chief for Ronald Reagan. And this lady said, I just asked her something about it one time, and she said, well, that's the fact, that they are, in fact, working on and have already succeeded in weather manipulation, and even working on earthquake generation. The means by which to create or start earthquakes. So I then started seriously snooping into it. And again, not to take too much time on a random bunch of information, but I was looking for what would constitute really serious, strong evidence. I wanted to see it in my hands. And someone then said to me that there was, in fact, a treaty signed by the United States and Russia and England and other major countries of the world back in 1977 or 78, that period of time, that was actually a treaty that said that we all mutually agree to not use our existing abilities to modify the weather, create storms, create hurricanes, and create earthquakes. And we may not use them against each other as a weapon of war. And it's a little bit like signing a treaty to that we're not going to use nuclear weapons. It may be actually a little bit silly, but nonetheless, we always go through this political two-step, so to speak. Well, anyhow, I was able to get my hands on that treaty, and I had it sent to me directly from the United Nations, from the legal department of the United Nations. And that was back in 1994, about almost today's date. It was about October or November of 94. And the treaty quite simply reads that, just as I said, that we had signed this agreement in October of 78, and that it was a convention on the prohibition of military or other hostile use of environmental modification. Then it goes into quite clearly and simply spelling out the fact that now that we have the ability to do it, create these storms, that we must agree to not use it.
And of course you wonder, why would anybody want to create a massive storm that would devastate the Gulf Coast down there and hurt so many people and wipe out the oil production? Well, of course, one reason is because the oil companies have made more money on oil than ever before. If you look and see what Exxon and these others have made this last quarter, it's really unbelievable. But even more than that, there is a master plan that goes far beyond that. You can read it. It's called the Earth Charter. You can get it off the Internet, or if you don't have access to that, why, we'll be glad to send you free of charge. It was written by three of the most wealthy and powerful men in the world: Mikhail Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia, the Marie Strong, who for many years was the power behind the United Nations, only recently has resigned, and of course Stephen Rockefeller, which represents the most powerful family in the United States, one of the two most powerful families in the world. And I believe that they are all tied into this occult hierarchy that rules the world. And they basically say in point 10A of the Earth Charter that they want to redistribute the wealth not only within nations, which is the communist goal, but between nations. And so what a wonderful way to begin to impoverish the American people and redistribute our wealth throughout the world. And believe me, the energy crisis is going to impoverish the American people. There's no reason for the increase in the price of oil. We have 700 million gallons of or barrels of oil in the strategic reserve. They could bring the price down tomorrow, but they don't want to. We have massive amounts in our strategic heating oil reserve, but the president won't release it. There's abundant supplies of natural gas, but they've used them up, forcing electric generating companies to use it, natural gas, the excess supplies, burn it to create electricity, because they want the shortages. That's how you make money. But I think the average person finds that's hard to believe. Don't you think so, Bob? They don't want to believe that anybody could be this evil, or that if it were going on, that the media wouldn't tell us.
Well, right. And yeah, and that's initially is the problem. The problem we have to, it's a multifaceted problem with educating the general public, but getting the general public just to not be as naive as we all have been for the last 50 years of the last century. And let's just wake up and look, see what is going on, what's been going on right under our noses.
And what part does HAARP and what part do chemtrails play in this weather modification?
Well, back in 94, 95, when I initially discovered this real multitude of evidence, we had come across the HAARP project. And the HAARP project, for those people that are not aware of, is a program with a multitude of towers and signaling devices, etc., located in several places. A lot of people think only in terms of the 40 acres or so that are, but 40 acres of transmitting antennas that are located up in Gakona, Alaska. However, there are two other locations along the and around the equator, actually. And both of these locations, the North Pole, South Pole, and the equator, are the locations that would most be acceptable locations for generating and aiming particle beams or high-frequency beams that could actually superheat the ionosphere.
And, of course, when you superheat the ionosphere, and they can put up a billion of volts or amps or I don't know what it is of electricity, and then, of course, then the air begins to rise, and, of course, that's how it begins to cool down, and then that's how you begin to get, of course, precipitation and rain, and, of course, that's how you generate a hurricane.
Right. As they'll say constantly over and over again when they talk about the hurricanes coming or whatever, they're talking about the highs and the lows and how that affects it, and very important, as a matter of fact, most important in terms of velocity or density of these storms is the temperature of the water and being drawn up into the atmosphere or the ionosphere, which is a little bit above the normal atmosphere that we deal with. And that's correct. By superheating areas either directly above an existing storm or in an area that would be conducive to a storm, you can either create them or make them larger. Now, for people, the first thing you have to understand, quite often, of course, I get people who say, well, gee, only God could do this, you know. And then, and my response to that, which is a little bit smart mouth, but nonetheless, it's reality, and that is that and then God would be the only one that could split atoms and create atomic bombs, you know. So we have to kind of eliminate that idea that it's some kind of a mystical thing that man could not fool with and or alter or, you know, change, etc.
Well, do you think maybe that man is trying to play God, that there really are people who would challenge God's authority in the world?
Oh, well, there's no question about that. And you have the people that generally are the international multi-leveled industrialists that for 100 years have pursued in the world economy, have pursued world government. They have pursued the intent to control and manipulate world economics and world military, let's say even ownership for the most part, of all things that we need to exist on. The power, the energy, and all of those things. We've had the world government people that pursue that. We've had them with us for 100 years. It's not to sit down and simply say we have this 100-year conspiracy, but in reality, it has been a handed-down intent from one part member of a family to another at the highest level internationally, and that is to create a world government.
And, of course, behind this whole thing are powerful spiritual forces, and this is what everybody who's talked about this has totally missed. How do you get people to give their whole of their lives to a purpose generation after generation? Well, why would anybody want to be a priest? Why would anybody want to be a minister and give their whole lives to serve the God of the Bible? Just as there are people who would give their whole lives to serve the other God, who they believe, of course, is far greater than the God of the Bible. And there really are people who feel that way out there. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read what they say. Not what I say, but what they say. And they will tell you who the really good God is. He is the Lord of this earth, but not the God of the Bible. We'll be back here in just a moment or two with Bob Fletcher, and we're going to explore this whole idea of weather control. And we know that even back in 1972, Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security driver, primary director during the Carter years, was talking about weather control. We'll be glad to send you the page of his book. If you want to give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, the book is entitled Between Two Ages, America in the Tectotronic Age. And we're in the Tectotronic Age today, and we're moving rapidly towards, of course, the New World Order, the New World Religion. This is a fascinating four-tape set.
genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America. The fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well tie up cancer. An incredible interview and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our four-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Bob Fletcher, and it is so difficult for people to really believe that there truly are evil people in the world, and yet, how do you explain so many of the things, the strange things that are going on today, the increasing rate of cancer when we've had a war on cancer for almost 40 years, the increasing rate of heart disease. Why we've been trying to spending all this money on heart disease. Why did we get more heart disease than we ever used to have before? And why does one in every 6 American children have either a neurodevelopmental or behavioral abnormality? You don't see that in other countries, and yet you see it here. And then, of course, we see these terrible, terrible storms. And people say, well, is this an act of God? Well, I believe God can intervene and stop this, but are there other people who would like to play God? So you pick up the story there, Bob.
Well, to get back to the reality of this, of the potential of this as a weapon. I discovered, Stan, by the way, I need to mention this, you know, actually in 1995, I testified before the United States Senate, and it was the United States Senate Subcommittee on Terrorism in July of 1995, if I remember correctly. And someone, one of the senators, asked me about the weather control as a weapon, with the intent, of course, to make it look as if that was foolishness, because the word was getting out, and if they could make it look like it was really a silly idea, that was certainly the intent of the Senate at that time.
In other words, they didn't want the American people to know, because they were afraid Osama bin Laden would find out about it or something.
Well, or whichever. And now, of course, this happened to be a senator that just did not know himself that, in fact, we were doing it. And of course, you have to remember that everyone has to remember that out of the 400 and something representatives we have, there may only be 25 or 50 that are cleared for top secret and secret operations. So the truth is, unless it is released in general information, the Senate and the Congress do not know a whole heck of a lot about what's going on at the secret level.
And if they do know, they can't tell us, because, sure, of course, once you have signed all these agreements, you promised never to tell the American people. And how can we have a free and open society? Well, oh, we've got Catholic information out because we don't want the Russians to know. Well, they're not supposedly our enemy anymore. We don't want the Chinese to know. Well, I thought that they can't be our enemy because we're giving them all the money to build up their military potential. So it must be Osama bin Laden if we don't want to find out what all these secrets are, or is it they don't want the American people to know?
Right, and of course, at that time, sitting live on the C-SPAN television at the in front of the United States Senate, this gentleman asked me about that in kind of a scoffing kind of a manner. I didn't know he was going to bring that up. It was had nothing to do with what we were talking about, but I happened to have enough of it off the top of my head that I responded and told him, for one thing, that Senator Claiborne Pell had done an entire story about the fact that we had used this application of weather control during the Vietnam War, and that there was an entire story out on it, and additionally that we had the patents for the equipment that they use for this. And I had even discovered, which really surprised me when I saw it, that there actually is a report form that is called the Initial Report on Weather Modification Activities, was put out, it's by the Department of Commerce and National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Agency. This was back in 86. I had copies of this form filled out, and this is what they do when they're actually going to go out and screw around with the weather, putting it in the blunt terms, and they're going to be out there altering the weather. They have to fill this form out and file it with the appropriate agency.
Now, why do we send planes into the middle of these terrible hurricanes with, you know, winds of 120 or 50 or 190 miles an hour? What are those planes really doing in the middle of the hurricane? Are they seeding it perhaps to either increase the ferocity or decrease the ferocity?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, Stan, now, previously, back quite a few years back, some of the initial operations they were doing were of a seeding nature. They still do some of that, but when we get back, I like to touch base on what's really the new way they're doing it. It's very spooky.
All right, fine. Of course, the technology is there. It's amazing what man has been able to do as he tries to simulate God. So we'll be back in just a moment or two with our special guest, Bob Fletcher. And when we do get back, though, I want you to learn how to get in touch with him, to get his website. He's got a great DVD. He's got a lot of great information and a lot of documentation that I've seen. They know how to create storms. They know how to create hurricanes. They know how to create earthquakes. Would they do something like that? Well, we'll be back in just a moment here to talk more about weather modification here at Radio Liberty.
A book that we're really really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Ode to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Bob Fletcher. And Bob, why don't you get your telephone number out and, of course, your website and tell people what they can get from you?
Fine. Let me do this. Folks that are interested, we do have a DVD available right now, and that's on weather control as a weapon. It's a digital copy version of an original video that we did a couple of years ago that has all of what we've been discussing, and it's $20 if somebody's interested. It's $15 for the DVD. $5 covers the postage. And if they would send to Bob Fletcher, P.O. Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Post Office 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. Now, we also have, they can contact me, an email that we will send you a little catalog of the information we've got available, and that is, the email address is news, that's N-E-W-S, at, with a little at in the signature, bobfletcher.info. That's news at bobfletcher.info. That's our email address, and anybody can get a hold of us there if they're interested in any of the information. And we'll be glad to get it off to you right away. I'm working, as a matter of fact, I've had so much interest, of course, lately with the weather control information that we will be putting together, actually we're halfway into it, a DVD that has all of the paperwork, the actual paperwork, inch by inch, page by page, and described without a lot of verbiage. It's mostly the paperwork itself that's actual, the treaty, the United Nations treaty, the communications internals, military information, etc., on the what I would say the real documentation on all of this.
Well, we know they have the HAARP, and they've been using that because it's top secret, but they use it to heat the ionosphere, and they can aim that any place they want to. And then what about chemtrails? Does that have anything to do with this?
Well, my personal opinion is that it does not. I'm almost positive that those things that are referred to as the chemtrails do not have anything to do with weather control.
Okay, I just want to get your thought.
It's always possible that they do that periodically as part of the chemical introduction on attempting to control it. But the problem that we have is much more serious, which is the electronic, super electronic, and superheating of the ionosphere. That's way past introducing chemicals into the clouds.
All right, now, of course, they used to create rain by seeding the clouds with iodine crystals. But we're way behind that today, are we, technologically?
Right. And also, I want to point out that it's real important on this. Like, there's two nations that had the ability a few years ago. It was the United States of America and Russia. Russia had their own actual corporation that was called ELATE, E-L-A-T-E. This was a company that was actually, of course, a state-owned Russian operation. And they even were contracted by the Malaysian government in 1997 to actually create storms to blow smoke away from the Malaysian islands.
When they had that terrible, those terrible fires, that there was just so much smoke there, every place, everybody was getting sick from it.
Now, at this point in time, Stan, the Russians, of course, they've depleted their finances so terribly. Their economy is terrible. That has moved us, of course, to the real number one slot, so to speak, in almost all areas. But there's nothing to say that the Red Chinese are not profusely involved with this now at this time. I would not be surprised if at some point we will discover that certain people in Russia had sold the information and knowledge and the skills and scientific knowledge on how to do this to the Red Chinese to generate some bucks for their own pockets. And this, of course, would be a multi-billion dollar kind of an information sale to the Red Chinese. So I have a feeling, I don't have enough information to say this as a truism, as a fact, but I have a feeling that the Red Chinese very well might have the ability, so it would put it back to either the United States doing some of these expanded storms to move the New World Order forward, or we may be dealing with a Red Chinese problem.
Well, now, there's something more than HAARP. Is there some sort of electromagnetic waves or other type of electronic gadgets that they can use to hyperheat the ocean that would tend to, then hyperheat the ionosphere and then create this terrible turbulence?
Yes. What we're really talking about, and these are things that people will find out about this in the general public eventually. But what it is it is particle beams, what they refer to as particle beams, which are a neutral beam, atomically neutral beam that would be very similar to a laser and or a microwave type of a beam. And by utilizing these, and also satellites, by the way, this is not just a ground-based operation, it utilizes satellites that are circling the globe and shooting back and forth between what the scientific community refers to actually are synthetic mirrors in the ionosphere and the atmosphere that are created electronically off of the atmosphere itself. And it gets rather complicated, but what we're talking about is not chemicals and that type of a seeding, but we're actually talking about electronic superheating by being bombarded, an area of the atmosphere being hit and bombarded with these particle beams. And again, it's very interesting, as it is rather complicated operation. It takes a tremendous amount of generation to do these originally, anyhow, to create these beams. But now they are having the ability to transport these or shoot them from a ground base to a satellite, and from a satellite back off to other targets. And again, once you go into a storm, hit it from two or three directions simultaneously, and superheat the ionosphere, you can move, expand, destroy, or do whatever you want to a given storm, an existing storm.
Well, now, can they actually decrease the intensity of the storm?
Yeah, they could certainly do just the opposite. They could cause them, first off, they could steer a storm away by creating highs and lows. That is what moves these, anyhow, in nature. They can do the direct them off, or they could split them in half, or decrease the storm by changing the temperature to a cooler temperature. Then, of course, it would dissipate the storm.
Well,
but if the temperature goes up, the storm just gets bigger and worse.
Well, of course, now we hear the president saying, oh, we're going to have a military dictatorship. We're going to have military troops in case there's another a major storm like this, or in case the bird flu. And the president keeps talking about suspending the Posse Comitatus law, using the military troops here in the United States. He sends our National Guard overseas to fight and die. And, of course, the largest number of casualties just happened to be in our reserves and National Guard. 50% of all those people being slaughtered over there are National Guard and Reserve. They didn't sign up to go overseas to fight. They were here to defend America. But the only ones he'll have defending America will either be, of course, the regular army who carries out orders, or, of course, the mercenaries. There are about 20,000 mercenaries over there, recruited from all over the world. They're professional killers. In fact, they even had some of them from the Blackstone militia down in New Orleans, patrolling the streets there, disarming the people in the name of restoring law and order. Not, of course, taking the weapons away from the criminals, taking them away from the law-abiding citizens, which a little bit scary.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, what they did, of course, they're for, and I don't know if they're still doing it, they would not allow anyone back into New Orleans with a weapon. They were staying, in other words, everybody, when they did their stopping, they did their searching of everybody coming back into the area. If you had a weapon, they confiscated it. You could not go back. Now, of course, there's always good arguments for that. You know, they had looting and all of that business. But that's exactly the point, and that is the potential use of weather control and manipulation as a means by which to economically and militarily control an area.
And, of course, again, I think the American people are used to this sort of thing, you know. And, of course, when there's a problem, why, we'll send in the federal troops. And the interesting thing is the Pentagon says, we don't want to do that. We're not trained for that. Our men are trained for combat. What they're really talking about is they're trained to kill and destroy. And the purpose of the military is to kill people and destroy things. So why would the president want to use them? You know, here in America, why wouldn't he bring the National Guard troops back, to look after and protect our local communities? Why would he want to use the professional military?
Well, of course, I had stated, again, going back even to when I sat before the United States Senate, I said the purpose of this weather control will be to control entire nations, to starve them out, because the economics is the big thing. Now, militarily, I also had made several statements back a few years ago, probably even on your show, they have to sidestep the Constitution for world government. You cannot have world government and a good United States of America Constitution. And so they've been pecking away at it. And when you can convince the people that it's really good to have the military in Grand Central Station walking around with machine guns, and that it's real good to have the military in helping out in all of these outrageous events that take place, like the weather that's been going on, when you can convince the people that this is good, this is an acceptable concept, well, then we're totally ending the whole basis of the American Constitution.
Well,
and
Bob,
you open the door for world government.
Well, Bob, if they have the ability to actually decrease the intensity of the storms, why didn't they decrease the intensity of Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita and Hurricane Wilma? If they really had this ability, why didn't they, of course, make them less intense so they wouldn't have done so much devastation and so much harm?
That is the question. That is the question that has to be asked. If we have been fooling with this and we know that it exists, by the way, it's all under a top secret program under the United States Air Force now. It changed in the late 90s and was consolidated as a top-secret operation under the Air Force. The point is that if we do have the ability to direct these storms and steer them off, why have we not used them? And the frightening answer is because the more economic destruction that takes place in the United States of America, the better off it is for those people that would like to have a one-world government.
And, of course, there's $200 billion that's being parceled out, and a lot of this is just going to friends of the people in Washington, D.C.
Well, it's amazing.
How they... And where was the outcry? I mean, half a billion dollars go to the Carnival Line so that they can have three ships sitting almost empty there, out in the river there, adjacent to New Orleans. Why would you put out a contract for a quarter of $1 billion for three passenger ships?
Well,
Doesn't make much sense, does it?
Let me mention something that also is a fact that's not very well known. And that is that George Bush, in the middle of the first of the worst hurricanes down there, changed bureaucratic discretionary spending at the lower levels. It used to be that at a lower level of emergency funding, a lower level bureaucrat could approve through his office, whatever it is, doesn't make any difference what it is, a payment or a purchase of $2,500. Without going through the bidding process and all of that. That was changed and moved up to a mind-boggling $250,000 to be discretionary spending and purchasing of middle-class bureaucrats within the United States government under this emergency hurricane situation. So we went from where some local office, let's say, could buy emergency generators or emergency equipment, maybe some trailers or things of that sort, to be put into an emergency situation someplace. It used to be $2,500 without them getting permission to spend the money. Now it has moved up to a mind-boggling quarter of $1 million.
And, of course, everybody who was there got the jackpot. They got $2,000 they could spend anyway.
Right, and that's even a separate operation.
I mean, can you imagine rewarding everybody there, and then they could just use that for gambling or prostitution?
And
it was used for all sorts of incredible things. Why would you start giving people, I mean, helping people is one thing, but giving them $2,000 to just go out and spend whatever they wanted to?
And eventually, and there's a lot of other little parts to that, too, that becomes that turns into a much bigger story than we have time for. But, it expands the social dependency of the lower-income personalities into the government. The more the government does those types of things, the more they have control over the average Social Security persons, et cetera, et cetera. It's a whole convoluted mess with that.
And, of course, it is a return to a feudalistic system with a ruling master, and then everybody else is dependent upon the master. Let's go ahead and get your DVD and your address out again so people can get your material, Bob.
You can drop me a note to Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. Now, we're going to drop $20 in the mail and request the weather control DVD or video. You just do so and we'll send it off. If you would like to email me, I can be reached at news@, that's the little a, Bob Fletcher, info.
Don't you have some, as I remember, some people already talking about this, people who've been doing this?
What is that? Excuse me.
No, on your DVD. What are they going to see on the DVD?
Oh, okay, excuse me, yes. Well, on the DVD, it's a complete expose on the one that we're talking about. We're talking about DVD on weather control. Be sure you tell me that. And it has all of the documentation. It shows you who, what, when, and where, and the appearance before the United States Senate, and all of that. It's all on that DVD.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much for being with us, and I hope we can get you on our other programs. I think it's so important that people realize that there really are people out there who want to play God. And if you doubt it, we'll send you a page out of a Zygmunt Brzezinski's book back in 1972, talking about the potential that's going to be there. Of course, he used the figure 2018, but I think it's been there for a long time. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Bob, thanks very much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? Hey, folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I want to tell you about my friend Marty. He's the owner and founder of the Calben Soap Company. For the past 55 years, the Calben Soap Company's been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. Calben Pure Soap is made from all natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and it's safe. Call the Calben Soap Company today toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Visit them on the web at calbenpuresoap.com or call for information at 1-800-340-7091. That web address again is calbenpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You know, when I was growing up, my parents weren't worried about our education. We were taught the basics of math and English, science and history, the joy of art and music, and the need for sports. And our generation turned out leaders in every field. But as a parent today, I am concerned with my child's education. That's why I chose VHM Christian School. I know that at VHM, my children are getting a quality education with a biblical foundation. I'm not worried whether they'll be prepared. I know they are. VHM gives my children the tools to succeed and instills moral values. There are so many issues for me to be concerned about. I'm glad my children's education is not one of them. Won't you call VHM today? Your child is worth it. Call 475-4762. That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and if you're out listening to us on the shortwave, why, we want to mention that starting on Monday, our afternoon program, which is, you're listening to now, either 3 to 5 on the West Coast or 6 to 10, 6 to 8 on the East Coast, will be at 7.490. They keep changing it. The evening program, 8 to 10 Pacific or 11 to 1 Eastern, will be at 7.490 and 5.860. They've changed that again. That's 5.860. But please help us get the information. That's 7.490 afternoon and evening. And, of course, 5.860 megahertz for the second channel in the evening. So please get others to listen. And remember, of course, you can hear us 5 hours a day on the Internet, either directly at RadioLiberty.com or linking to the other sites we're at. And then you can listen to our archive programs. You won't get much accomplished, but you get an awful lot of information. Information that could very well save your life or the life of the people in your family. So go there. Pull down the information. Then if you'd like to get the material that we have to understand the spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read the book, Lucifer's Children. You need to read the book, The Hope of the Wicked. They're all available through Radio Liberty at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about how the Christian church, I'm talking about the evangelical church, has been infiltrated, you need to get Noah Hutchings' great new book. I just finished reading it yesterday, The Dark Side of the Purpose-Driven Church. And a lot of people who are in purpose-driven churches have said this is wonderful, without realizing that this has nothing to do with Christianity. It's all about control and motivating people to get involved. As we remake the world, which is why the Council on Foreign Relations has invited Rick Warren to go back and talk to them, and why he's addressed the United Nations, because he has a plan to transform the world, which is, of course, going to facilitate bringing in the New World Order and the New World Religion. So, anyway, of course, the books we also have, Who's Driving the Purpose-Driven Church, and Deceived on Purpose, our four-tape set on the church growth movement, our video, Diaprax, D-I-A-P-R-A-X, all of this information you need to have, and so much more of it. And we'll even send you material if you are unable to afford it, because we want you to understand. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But then the Catholic Church has been infiltrated, too, with the same satanic forces. And you need to get our four-tape set on The Wisdom of Malachi Martin, my fascinating interviews with Malachi Martin before he passed away. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will remember that we are putting on a conference, an all-day conference, on the 19th of November, all day at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, and I hope many of you can come. You're going to have a reservation, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're primarily listener-supported, and we have lost one of our major supporters, and so we are going to have some difficulty maintaining a lot of the news stations we're on, but if you can help us in any way, we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we do carry the Berkey products, because we think it's the only way, we know it's the only way to get the fluoride out of your drinking water, because they're poisoning your children. And then, of course, you need to have that in case of a cataclysmic event, because I really believe they can create storms. I think they can create earthquakes. I think there are people out there who would be as God. And then, of course, we certainly ask you to tell others about our programs and encourage them to listen to our programs. And incidentally, we do carry both Big Berkey and Berkey Light. If you get those products through Radio Liberty, well, you'll get a bonus of either a video or a four-tape set that we have produced. And of course, we hope that you'll give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, because we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers, because we're told to do that. And then, of course, please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.